You are listening to The Riding, NFL DFS Podcast with Pat James.
Welcome, everybody, to The Ride In, DFS and Betting Podcast for the Honda Classic. The PGA Tour moves to the East Coast, which I think is something important to note, just because it often brings a change of pace for players, right? So I don't mind this tournament for guys who have kind of been floundering on the West Coast or maybe even not have played in a few weeks, that type of thing. So as the tournaments on the West Coast finish up, I like to kind of play guys on DraftKings, bet guys that are in a little bit of a rhythm, right? They played well at the American Express. They played well at the Farmers. They played well in Phoenix. Now that everybody flies across the country, the greens complex change mostly from POA to Bermuda. It brings about a little change of pace for some guys that have been struggling. Maybe some guys are coming back to their home, right? A lot of these guys live in Florida, so maybe they come home for the first time in a few weeks. Maybe some of these courses in Florida are their home courses. So it's just something to take note of. And while I look at form, right, guys that are striping the ball the last month and a half are obviously, you know, going to be guys that are targeted, but I won't write off guys who have been playing below average. So let's take a look. Oh, let's recap real quick. Last week at the Genesis, had a pretty solid week in terms of betting. Three runners, obviously no winner, didn't bet John Rahm at 7-1 or whatever he was. But on the weekend, for the most part, Morikawa, Cantlay, Will Zalatoris were all worth within striking distance. Did they ever challenge Homer or Rahm? Maybe Morikawa did early Saturday, but they all needed. I mean, at one point, Cantlay had pulled to within a stroke of Rahm and Homer, but Rahm's just too good. But, you know, we're right there every single week. I mean, we have the Homer victory. But all but one tournament on the West Coast swing, we've had someone or multiple guys that have been there on Sunday, we'll call it. So, comfortable with where we stand in the season. It is a reminder that, you know, in golf betting, it can be very streaky, right? Like, last year at this time, we had three winners and three runners-up. So, to only have one at this point, I'm not alarmed, right? I bet each week to 8x. So if I hit one bet, I basically have to hit one bet every eight tournaments. This week I'm probably going to play less units so that, you know, it won't necessarily be a full card for me this week. I don't know. I may just add Shane Lowry and call it a full card. There's a nice boost on DraftKings at plus 300 to add on to a, if he drops to 15 and we can get him at 18 with that boost, that's pretty solid, I think, especially in this field. But nonetheless, making sure that you are managing your bankroll smartly is the way to go. Only bet three first round leaders and three top 40s last week. Two of the three top 40s hit: Wyndham Clark, Nick Taylor. Finished top 40, and I don't remember who it was that did not. Somebody did not finish top 40. I think they all made the cut. Whoever it was didn't. Ended up finishing like dead last on Sunday or whatever. But anyway, let's take a look at Honda. So for Honda, The things I specifically looked at were, this is like one of the only courses on tour where par 3 scoring is more important than par 4 and par 5 scoring. Greens in regulation gained on difficult courses. It's hard to hit the greens here. So I want guys that have hit the greens at a higher rate than their opponents. Obviously, we looked at, you know, current form, course history, approach, good drives, right? You really want to have a good driver of the golf ball, an accurate driver of the golf ball. Distance is important, right? You can fly a lot of the trouble with a long drive, but you also want to keep it, you know, at least in the first cut, because there is trouble lurking in a whole bunch of different spots. Like, guys can, you can, one thing I'll say about this tournament is, like, don't count yourself as in good position to hit an outright or to win DraftKings until the last putt drops, because guys can make sixes, sevens, eights out of nowhere on some of these holes this week. There's a lot of trouble lurking. We've seen guys just absolutely go backwards after holding the lead, that type of thing. So above 9K, I have a few favorites. I like, obviously, Sungjae and Lowry are the class of the field. I like both of them. Lowry hasn't played great. He just played okay at the Genesis. He got absolutely destroyed at Phoenix. And those are pretty much the only two events he's played in the last 5 months on the PGA Tour. So his stats don't look great. He's, you know, he's up there in approach, but he's across the board average in most of the stat categories. I think in this field with the difficult greens to hit, anytime the conditions are difficult, the wind picks up. I like Shane Lowry. Obviously, Sungjae Im won here a couple years ago. He rates out really well. He's second in the 24-round model. So I like those two. I wouldn't, depending on how many lineups you play, I can see, like, you know, going back and forth. But then, I don't know. Like, this, the rest of these 9K guys are just not it for me. I do like Billy Horschel. I'm going to bet Billy Horschel, who's in the 9K range. But everybody else, Kirk, Noren, Minwoo Lee, Kuchar, Aaron Wise, Denny McCarthy, I could take or leave all those guys. So I think for me, and this, I don't know if this is going to be popular or not. Like, I could see guys fading the 10K guys and playing, like, Horschel and Alex Noren or Horschel and Aaron Wise. But I think I'm going to play on DraftKings those 10K guys and then dip right down into the 8K range. I really don't like anybody in the 9K range, especially compared to Sungjae and Shane Lowry. I'd rather play those two guys and then dip down, because I don't see a huge difference in the 9 to 8K guys. I did bet Alex Noren first round leader at 45-1. It's probably the shortest first round leader bet I've ever made. I am not, you guys know that I always harp on, don't waste your money on first round leaders. The variance is out of control. Don't waste your money on short first round leader bets. Like, you know, you see, like, full cards come out 20-1, 30-1, 40-1 on first round leaders. There's just too much variance for that to be a solid strategy. You're better off betting very small amount of units on guys that are like 80, 90, 100-1 plus, because they can have spike rounds, finish first round leader, and just not play that well over the course of four rounds. So that's what I like to do. I personally think it's the right way to play first round leaders. To each their own, though. But in that 8K range, so Thomas Dietrich is solid. He's at 9K. I'll consider him an 8K guy. He's at 9K flat. He rates out fairly well. Really good par 3 score. A good driver of the golf ball. Has some good form coming in. Poston, I think, you know, Bermuda is his preferred putting surface. I really like JT Poston. Everybody's on Adam Svensson. To me, Svensson is like an easy course, wedge course player. I know he just played well at the Genesis, but I don't and this could come back to bite me, but I don't love Adam Svensson. I think he's going to be very popular in this range. I think he is a solid fade. You know, you could play Poston. You can play Vegas, who's right under him, who rates out well. Vegas has played well at this course in the past. Obviously, Sepp Straka is 8,500. He just won last year. Even Harris English, who obviously isn't playing great, but he is someone who he checks out here decently. He doesn't rate out extremely well, but he does rate out well on difficult courses. You know, if you sort by anything difficult, Harris English pops. If the wind picks up, which, you know, it tends to happen at this course, he can play well in the wind. He's a good wind player. He's a good difficult course player. And he just finished 12th at the Genesis. So he's, you know, after three missed cuts, he got his shit together. I like Harris English in this 8K range. But Zedenhout, Cam Davis, I could leave those guys. Ben Griffin rates out really well. He's been playing well. He's sixth on approach over the last 24 rounds. He's top 25 in pretty much every stat category. Greens and regulation gained, like, really solid play is Ben Griffin. Patrick Rogers has withdrawn. And then we get into the 7K range. And there's some guys that I really like here, which is why I'm okay fading the 9K, right? Because if you play a 10K guy, you pretty much have to dip right down into that low 8, 7K range. There's some really, really good players in this 7K range. Joseph Bramlett, excellent play. First in greens and regulation gain. Like, he's top 20 in every stat category. He's playing very well. He's like a really nice top 20 bet, or excuse me, top 40 bet. Nick Hardy, Will Gordon, Davis Riley, all these guys rate out exceptionally well in this 7K range. So I'm going to live in this range. Hayden Buckley, I'm probably going to have an outright bet on Hayden Buckley. This 7K range is just stacked, I think. I really liked a few guys that have withdrawn. I liked Danny Lee. I liked Sam Ryder. I liked Lonto. All those guys have withdrawn, though. But that chunk of 7,500, Bramlett, Hardy, Gordon, Davis Riley, Hayden Buckley, like really, really, really good plays. Like them all. I like Aaron Rye this week as well. Buckley is, like, he was like 70-1 on Monday morning. He's the guy that gains gers on the field, hits the ball pretty straight off the tee, rates out really well from the 175 to 200 distance is going to be super important this week. And here's why. Four or five of the hardest holes on the course require a 175 to 200 approach. And it's a few of the par threes are very difficult at at PGA National. And a few of the really long par fours, right? So you hit a decent drive, you still have like 180, 190 in on a par four. Or some of these par threes that are very difficult require a 175 to 200 tee shot. So that bucket is super, super important. The 175 to 200 range. And in a minute, we'll talk about who's really good from there. We'll see, like, let's match up who gains greens and reg and who hits the set with the 175 to 200 bucket in a second after I finish up who I like at this bottom range. Russell Knox, anytime greens and reg is like gained on difficult courses, I always like to go Russell Knox. He's very good on approach. And these Bermuda greens, we'll see a lot of long putts hit here this week, or at least more than average are hit from like 15 feet, from 20 feet, which makes me like JT Poston, maybe Denny McCarthy a little bit. Guys that are really good putters can pop here. I really like Callum Tarran. He's super good from that 175 to 200 range, and he's also good on par threes. Now, these guys in the 7K range, they're probably not outright bets. I do have one super long bomb you'll see on my card that his odds aren't going to drop, so you could bet him when my card drops on Wednesday. But I do like these guys for like top 40 slash first round leader. My card this week is going to be mostly or more, because this tournament is so variant, it's going to be more first round leader slash top 40 heavy. Some other guys, Satoshi Kodaira is a really, really interesting play for me. Man, he rates out, like, if this course for Satoshi Kodaira, like, all the inputs, he is solid in. So, I mean, he's like 250 to 1. He's like a guy that you throw in some DraftKings lineups, you put as a, maybe you put like a small unit on first round leader, and you can bet him, his top 40 will probably be like plus 150 or something. And that's awesome. I like that plus money bet on Satoshi Kodaira. He's a flag plant for me this week. And that's, I mean, to go down into the 6K range and say Satoshi Kodaira is a flag plant, putting my neck on the line here. Most guys are tweeting that they like John Rahm this week. Cam Percy, he always pops in this model, and it's because he is pretty good off the tee. So anything like with strokes gained off the tee or good drives, he's going to pop. I mean, I guess you could play him if you're playing a bunch of lineups on DraftKings. He's super cheap. But the guy that I really like in that 6K range, if you're dipping down there, is Satoshi Kodaira. I did like Danny Lee, but he obviously, the ship has sailed on him. He's at the LIV Tour now. So Satoshi in the $6,000 range, Cam Percy. That's about it. Oh, I'm sorry, Carl Yon, or I actually don't even know how to say his name, Carl Yon. He may even be on DraftKings as his actual name, which is Yeshun Yan. Good player. Rates out well. Like him a lot. I already bet him as a first round leader. So look into him. And Ben Martin. Ben Martin's fifth on approach in the last 24 rounds. And 16th in that 175 to 200 range. So I do like Ben Martin. All right. So as promised, let's go back real quick and see who gains greens in regulation and is good from that 175 to 200 range. So the guys who are top 25, we'll say, top 25 in both gaining greens in regulation and that 175 to 200 range. Bramlett, Nick Hardy is top 10 in both. Hayden Buckley is top 20 in both. Believe it or not, Kyle Westmoreland is in this range. He checks the box there. Davis Riley. Let's see. Ben Griffin. And that's about it. Oh, no. Taylor Pendrith. Pendrith is not great off the tee, though. He can get real wonky off the tee. And so maybe Pendrith, but I'd be sketchy of him. So, yeah, those are the guys, man. Bramlett, Hardy, Buckley, Davis Riley, Kyle Westmoreland, although I'd exercise caution with Westmoreland. And Pendrith, Ben Griffin as well. And Lanto. Man, Lanto was going to win this tournament. Lanto or Sam Ryder was going to win this tournament. They were like the Joel Damon of last month. Joel Damon withdrew, obviously, because of the birth of his child. But he was going to win. Was it the Farmers or was it? There was a tournament that he was going to win. Or maybe it was the, maybe it was Pebble. I can't remember, but there was a tournament that he withdrew from that he was going to win. This week it's Sam Ryder. So, sorry, Sam. Sorry, Lanto. You could have won. But some injuries and some other stuff caused them not to be here. BetSportsGolf.com. My full article on the... Man, it is like such an in-depth article on the stats and the model and who I like this week. Encourage you to sign up there. But my full card will be posted at some point tomorrow. Good luck in your DraftKings and bets this week. See ya.